Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Tshvi, the seventh Perek in the realm of Hilchos Yisur B in the laws of prohibited relationships, and we're discussing here in the Sefer Kedusha specifically now the Arayas, the Erva known as Nida, which is a regular wife, but she becomes an Erva during that time period when she has either Dam Nida or Dam Ziva. And we were discussing the previous Perek regarding although they're all blood from the same place, from the uterus, but depending when it is going to define its quality in Halacha. So too, we're going to discuss in this parak regarding blood that comes before childbirth, and also in the second half regarding if a woman has a certain pattern of blood, what is going to be her state in regarding to her halacha of Nida and Ziva. So in halacha, the Rambam opens up with what's called Dam Koishi. The Rambam says, Muberes sheschilu litzdar. If a pregnant woman started to have the pain, she's starting to have childbirth pains and birth pangs, now the blood started coming out before she gave birth. That blood's called dam akoishi, the blood of the throes of childbirth. Now, how do we qualify it halachically? Again, this is blood coming from the uterus. So, if it comes during the days of the nida, which the Rambam qualifies, it goes periods of 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, it happens to fall out in those 7 days. We qualify it as blood of nida. There is a tamei nida. This woman who's giving birth and she's having dam coming out, she becomes a nida. But if it comes during the days, those 11 days of ziva, I raise a tire. She actually considered tire. Why? The blood will be flowing in her flesh. From the tradition that we learned, it has to be ziva, it's flowing. Ziva machmas atma has to be flowing by itself. The blood cannot be flowing because of some other extraneous reason like that of a child. But there's a clause to this. As long as the birth gives birth to a live child. But if she miscarries, then in Kishlan the Falam, there's no childbirth pains for a miscarriage. So although during a birth she will not have the tum of Ziva, but that's only if she gives birth to a live child. Now, as Rama qualifies, it says, even if the blood is flowing and coming down with the birth pains, she's having labor pains for 14 days before she even gives birth. And all that 14 days the blood is flowing, again, if it's during the days of Ziva, that's called the blood of the childbirth, and that's considered tar. But if it was at least 15 days or more before the birth, then that's considered as nothing to do with the childbirth. Rather, the Gzeis HaKasav only allows it, but Tameyah Shvo'ayim Kenidasa, it's up to a period of 2 weeks. But more than that, then it's going to be have halacha as the blood of Ziva. Hari Yeled is Bezaiv, and ultimately when she gives birth, it's like she gave birth in a state of Ziva. Because obviously she never had Shiva Nikim yet, and she ends up giving birth. So she has halacha of Ziva, and if she saw it for 3 days in a row before the 14 days of birth, so she's a Ziva Gedayla. If it's 1 or 2 days, she'll be a Ziva Ketana, but she has both halachas of Tumah, which they both have halachas, that of Ziva and Leda. As Ram qualifies further in halacha base, he says, B'medvim, when do we say this? That it's going to have this qualification, is B'shalei Pasku Atzir Machaval Matzar. Only if it didn't stop the contractions and the throes and the pain. And we said, okay, for up to 2 weeks, we'll consider it as that blood, not as Dam Ziva, as Dam Kaishi. But if only those pains, she didn't stop those labor pains, the contractions at least, she kept on having these childbirth pains for those 2 weeks until she gave birth. Then that's going to be considered dam kaishi, and again, will be exempted from the laws of dam ziva. But let's say she saw 3 or more days during the days of ziva, which again, normally that would make her into a zabag deila. But it was b'tzar v'chavon. She was having blood during the times when she was having pain and contractions, but a pasuk latzar, then at one point the pain stopped. The contractions let up after those 3 days when she was having dam. And it was calm, when she was having no contractions for at least 24 hours or more. Then even though the blood had not let up, the blood was continuing to flow. And even though the contractions then resumed again after the 24 hours, there is a zava, and then she's considered a zava because she'ilo hayadam machmas haval. If it would be that the blood was because of the child, and it wasn't, quote, flowing by itself, Then the blood's still flowing. Then the childbirth pains and the difficulties, the contraction would not have stopped. So therefore, even if she ends up giving birth after that, that's what's qualified as, which are these two halachas in the previous halacha, then she will be considered as Yoledes Bezev. So two is Yoledes Bezev. Either it started more than 2 weeks before, or even if it was within the 14 days, but it stopped for a 24-hour period, then she's considered giving birth in a state of Ziva, and she is considered as a Zava. Halacha Gimel. Here there's a few different computations. Let's say Rasa Yemechad Beleitza. Okay, let's say one day during her days of Ziva, she has a discharge one day without childbirth pains. But a Shnayim Bekaishi, but then the following 2 days, she has labor pains as she's bleeding Violda and she gives birth. Or let's say another case, Shnayim Beleitza. She has 2 days without pain, but Yemechad Bekaishi Violda. But on day three, she's having a blood discharge, but that is with childbirth pains and she gives birth. Oh, Yem Bekaishi, or let's say, and they're all the same, as we're going to qualify shortly, where it's ending off with the last days having childbirth pains. Or let's say a day with childbirth pain, then then the middle day without pain, and then the third day, again, the third day is with childbirth pain, then she gives birth. In all these halachas, in all these three cases, they all share a common denominator. She's not considered having given birth in the state of Ziva, meaning she's not a Ziva, it's Dam Kaishi, which she's exempt from the laws of Ziva. Now, Aval, and these all share a different common denominator also. Let's say she saw day one with childbirth pains. And the next 2 days without pain, then she gives birth. On the third day without having had the flow of blood with childbirth pains. Or 2 days even with childbirth pain. But the third day was without pain and she gave birth. Or day without pain, in the middle day was with pain, and then day three was without pain and she gave birth. Here it is considered having been giving birth in the state of Ziva, that she is a Zava. As the Rambam says, Zaklal, this is the rule for those two groups of three. When you have Kaishi Samech Laleida, which was the first category, when you have childbirth pains on near the birth, meaning on that last day, that's not considered having given birth in the state of Ziva, because the blood's coming because of the Laleida. But let's say Shafi, let's say there was calmness from the pain, Samech Laleida, near the birth, that's considered having given birth in a state of Ziva, and she is a Zava, and she is a Yeled, she has both of those tones. Now, Halacha Dal. Let's say the third day of the discharge is on the day of the birth, then here, then even if the whole day was calm, if that's the third day, that's not having been given birth in the state of Ziva. Because the day of birth is near the childbirth pains, because this that we need, the day three, which is the day that's making her into a Zava, we need that to be totally calm, and since she's giving birth that same day, there's no greater birth pains during childbirth, and therefore they cannot be considered a Yeledes Bezev. Now, Rasa Shneyam, let's say she had a discharge 2 days, Uvashlishi Hipila, and day three, of having her Ziva discharge, she miscarries, then you do Mahapila, we don't know what she miscarried, meaning we don't know what came out, so Harezu, Safik Yeledes Usafik Zava. So this woman's going to be, out of doubt, when they treat her doubtfully as a woman that gave birth, and doubtfully as a woman that's a Zava. In other words, maybe she's quote-unquote a Yeledes, because maybe she miscarried after day 40, is already considered a Yeledes. Even if she miscarried, she has that Tumah of Leda, and maybe she's a Zava, because maybe she had Dam when the uterus opened up, even without a birth, and she becomes Zava Gedayla. Now, if she didn't see Dam, then she would only be, then there would be a different halacha. You only have the first 2 days, which wouldn't make her into a Zava Gedela. But since we're not sure, we have to treat her maybe as Yeledes and maybe as a Zava. Now, halacha, hey, the Ram continues regarding this halacha that we're describing of this Yeledes Bezaim. Says Ram, Kitza din Yeledes Bezaim. So, what's the halachic status of this unique halacha, which is saying she's giving birth in the state of Ziva, which actually does create complications, because she's having both of these tumas and isurim of Zava and Yeledes. Says Ram, what happens is like this. Three chaleshur shibbet yomnikim. So she has to, at one point, before she gets off the ground of becoming tar, she has to have 7 clean days, because she's a Zava. V'tabels la'arav, and then she could table herself that following evening. V'achkach timetes la'bala, and then she's going to be permitted to her husband. V'achkach yilodam tayar, and then subsequently, which depending if she's had a boy or a girl, will be until day 40, until day 80, she's going to have the pure blood, and then umadiyah carbon zava, and then after that period, she'll bring a carbon that the zava brings, the carbon yaledes, and the carbon that a woman who gave birth has to bring. The figure, therefore, mielda zacha, let's she gave birth to a boy. Tafila pasuk adam biyamaled, which is not so common, but let's say the blood stopped on the day of childbirth. She was bleeding during childbirth, then it stopped. So what you have to do first is shefer shabis yom nikim etevel. So she has to count 7 clean days, and then she could tevel herself. Now, as the Rambam is going to explain later on in the halacha vav, in the next halacha, that the days of leida, although there she's tummy for those days, 7 and 14 respectively, if it's a boy or girl, they still will count if she's clean, if she doesn't have any dam, towards the days of the sfira, of the 7 days of a zava. So she could count 7 clean days and immerse herself. Now, the thing is, that's for a boy, where those 7 days of tum of leida will end by the time she's done shiv nikiyim for her zava. Again, there's two things, leida and zava. Now, but v'myalda nekeva, but let's say she gave birth to a girl, and let's say she stopped seeing Dom the day of the birth, and Basava Shem Nikim, she counts 7 clean days. So here it depends. If let's say the 7 clean days, let's say she doesn't get right away, and she ends up completing the 7 clean days with the 14 days of the birth from the girl, which is she's Tame when she gives birth to a girl for 14 days. Or after the 14 days, and then she could immerse herself, because she's done already with the Tumas Leda, and she's already done now with the 7 clean days of the Zava, and she permitted to her husband. But let's say the 7 clean days of her zava finishes within the 14 days, it's still not finished the 14 days of Tumas Leida of a girl, then she's still forbidden to her husband, even though she's done with zava, until the night of the 15th because of the Tumah of Leida. That's why she has to immerse herself at the nighttime, because like we said, Yeledis is like needed in that regard, although zava ketayvel usually during the daytime. Halacha vav, says the Ram Ketzah. How so? So the Rambam gives an example. He says, let's say Harisha Rasa Dam Shleisha. Let's say, which generally a woman who gives birth, she's staining, she's bleeding, doesn't stop the day of the birth. Let's say Harisha Rasa Dam Shleisha, she is bleeding for 3 days after birth. Then she stops and she counts 7 clean days. So Harisha Rasa, you're 10 days in to postnatal, to post-birth. Now, Vadain he has to Labalad Le Chamishasa. We said, but she's still forbidden to her husband if she gave birth to a girl until the night of the 15th. Because Shakala Ba'aser, because all the 14 days when she gives birth to a girl, he can need her. She has a lacha like a need, like we said in the fourth parak in Alacha Beis. As the Yeledis has like a need. Now, the Ram has a question. Why don't we require the woman that gave birth in the state of Ziva, L'sfir Shiva Acher Shiva Shal Zachar, to require counting 7 clean days after the tum of the 7 days of giving birth to a boy, or V'achar Ba'aser Shal Nekeva, after the 14 days of giving birth to a girl? Because during the days of post-childbirth, which oh, even though those are days of Tumah, or the days of Nida, where those are also days of Nida, but if she ain't a Rebem, she doesn't have a blood discharge, a uterine discharge, it will count during the 7 clean days. Like Grandma can explain later on, and Halacha Yiraz. Halacha Zayin. Yiledes Bezayv Shle Pasuk Dama. So let's say a woman gave birth in the state of Ziva. Like we said, she had 3 consecutive days. It was either before the 14 days or during, where she had 24 hours where she wasn't having childbirth pains. So if the blood doesn't stop after giving birth, say in Lodam Tayar. So although generally a woman has post the 7 and 14 days, the next 33 or 66 days respectively, the blood is tar. Here, she's not going to have that status, even though there could flow right in. It doesn't make a difference, even though it's from the same spring, euphemistically, it's considered dam tar from Xerus Akasa. Here, she doesn't have it, because as long as she doesn't stop seeing dam, so she's still tummy from the dam of Ziva. Forget about Yeledis, which usually transfers over and becomes automatically dam tar. Here, until you have Shiva Nikim, it's dam Ziva. It'll call dam shatir, all the blood that she sees is kadam Ziva. So you could be ready day 38 in, it doesn't make a difference. It's going to be considered dam Ziva. But if let's say she counted 7 clean days, and she completed the 14 days of giving birth to a girl, but tell them she tavels herself, and then subsequently she sees dam within the 40 days of a boy or 80 days of a nikiva, oh, that's going to be tar blood. Again, even you could be bleeding and having relations, there's no problem. Let's say she counted 7 clean days, but she didn't yet go to the mikveh. And then she has a discharge of blood. So she could tevel and still be permitted to her husband immediately. And the reason for that is, because all the days of her tara days, it's not appropriate for her loyla nida loyla ziva, not to have the tumma of nida or for that of ziva. Now, although the blood's coming from a spring, that's the same place, the uterus, where the blood of nida and ziva come from, it's not going to demolish her in her days of tahara, which we say that any blood that's coming during the post-birth days does not become make her into a nidur or into a zava. So although you never went to the mikveh, even though you see dam, that's not going to cause any ruptures. You can still tevel and go to the mikveh and be permitted that night. Aval, but what's unique about this case is as mishal dam tamei. That blood itself that did come out of the woman's body is tamei. Umit tamei, and it will make other things tamei. The reason for this is because a woman who is what's called the yeledes bezayv, she's contingent on two things: on counting days and on tvila. So as long as she didn't tevel, she's still tamei. So the blood that's coming out is going to be tamei, and it's going to make other things tamei. Kedin dam anida shetitvel, like the blood of anida until she immerses herself, where she's tamei until, like we said in the previous paragraph, until she immerses herself. So although the blood that's coming out is not going to make problematic for her, but it itself is tamei because the woman is tamei. So therefore, the blood will be tamei, but it will not make her problematic, and she could still tevel that night and be permitted to her husband. Halacha tes. The Rambam continues regarding if a woman gives, we spoke about the yemei tahara that a woman has post-birth for the next 40 or 80 days, depending on a boy or a girl. What happens if she gives birth during those days? Which obviously is a miscarriage, but that's considered halacha after day 40 of conception as a birth. Says Rambam halacha tesai, let's say someone gives birth to a girl. And after those 14 days, she becomes pregnant again. Literally like a few weeks after having given birth. Now she's already having childbirth pains, which obviously this is a miscarriage, but the baby's starting to come out within 80 days from the previous birth. So that's pure blood, like we said, she's within the Yemei Tara. Although we had said in the previous halacha that there's no dam kaishi for a miscarriage, which is what this baby is. So we're not purifying here the blood because of dam kaishi, it's rather because of dam tara, because within the 80 days of the previous birth. Shekol dam shetir b'teich yemei tara, because says Ram, any blood that comes during the days of the tara, tarhu, achatab laval, is still tara, all blood that's coming out, until she miscarries that child. Oh, achatab l'tiyatamei later. Then when she miscarries, let's say day 72, so then she's going to become tamei because of the fact of having given birth. Which, in Mipila Zach, if she miscarries a boy, Tama Zach, she has the Tama of a boy. Then Mipila Nikev, if she miscarries a girl, Tama Zach, she has the Tama of a girl. And now she starts counting again. The days of Tama, 7 and 14 days respectively, and Yimei Malais, which are the days of Tara, from which is the following 66 days, respectively, from the second child. And Afiloy Toim, even if they were twins. And she miscarried one baby on one day. And then the next one was still there and then only miscarried many days later. So, and they start counting from the second one. The last one to happen is when you start counting the days of Tumah and then the subsequently Yimei Tara that comes after that. Now, Nalachid Ram continues regarding the blood that doesn't make a problem of Ziva in the Shiva Nikiyim. It says Ram, Zavisha Pasik Zeva. If the woman that she stopped her flow of blood, so she did a Hasik Tari, we know she stopped seeing blood, and then she starts counting her 7 clean days. Avola Dam Kaishi B'tuch Yom Nikiyim, and now she has specifically the blood of childbirth, the throes of childbirth during those Shiva Nikiyim. So in the Saisa, although she's seeing Dam, and you have to have 7 clean days, and there's blood coming out of the uterus, it's not going to undo the 7 clean days. And Vimei HaKoshi Olam in Shiva, and actually even those days that she's seeing blood will actually be counted towards the Shiva Nikiyim, because this blood is totally tar. Like we said, that a Zave is Metame only if it's becoming from its own. So that's not only during the days of Ziva to become a Zava, but also during the days of Tara of a Ziva. It's not a problem if it's coming because of something else, because of a child. So there it's even an account for the Shiva Nikiyim, which the Rabbi disagrees with that, but that's what the Rambam holds. So if she gives birth during the Shiva Nikiyim, not just the Dam Kaisha, but she gives birth, the giving birth, even if she sees Dam, as the Rambam is going to say in the next Halacha, even if she sees Dam during the actual birth, it's not going to be Seiser, it's not going to demolish all the days that you counted up until now, unless you're up to day 6. Now, moreover, if the days of birth, if she doesn't see Dam, will actually be counted towards the Shiva Nikiyim, although the days of post-birth for the first 7 or 14 days, if you have a boy or girl, whichever one it is, respectively, you're going to be tamei. But still, it's going to even count towards the Shiva Nikiyim if she's not seeing dam. And the reason Hashem says in the pasuk, "Vimtara mizayva," if she's tara from her ziva discharge, meaning kimin shetara mizayva, once she purifies from the ziva, even though she has a different tumah, Could go in, for example, Tumas Leila, like we're discussing, because Tumas of childbirth, or Tumas Nida, or even she has a Tumas of Nida, or Tumas Tsaras, or the Tumas of Tsaras, doesn't make a difference. Haris is Vesben, she could count the Shiv and the Kiyam for the Ziva. They in Tumas Elu, Kiyitzben, Seis and Asvir, and these Tumas, or things like that, don't demolish, they have nothing to do with the Ziva itself, which you are counting 7 clean days, and you went through 7 clean days. Now, Lachi Yir Aleph, says the Ramam, you may lay Dasa, but you may need Dasa. The days of childbirth, which are the days after having given birth, which she is tummy, the mean nidasa, or the days of nida, but im lay rasa bem dam, if she doesn't have a uterine discharge, harei lameless, we should have like I said in the previous lacha, they count towards the same unclean days. Now, vim rasa bem dam, if she does see a uterine discharge, a blood discharge during those days, say, ain't ayin la yimehiriya, it will not count towards the days of Shem Nikim when she's seen the dam, but v'lay saisin kalayam, it will not demolish all the days that happened up until now. Let's say by birth, so although she had dam, all she'll have to do, she'll have to start counting when the blood stops. After that, because again, this is other blood, this dam koishi, this is not from the zava itself, there's some extraneous cause that's making it. So although when there's dam, then it's not going to be counted towards, but it won't demolish. Like Rama says, because the only thing that demolishes the whole counting that you counted up until now is a discharge of Ziva, which has to be during the days of Ziva, not during the days of Nida, which nick to the Rambam Shita, which you could have days of Nida as you're trying to do Shem and the Kiyim, and also for days of Leida, but these that we described during the days of Leida, days of Nida, those will only demolish the day itself, but it will not demolish more than that for the Shem and the Kiyim. That has to be specifically during the days of Ziva that demolishes the Shem and the Kiyim. And it has to be because of the ziva, not through some other cause like that of a child. Halachid Beis says the Ram, Acha Shetavin Kali Karmish Abiyanu. Once you understand all these primary principles that we explained, so Yisbar Lucham Asha Amar Chacham, now you could understand this that the sages said, a unique case, She'efsha Shetira Isha Daman Makar, you could have a woman that could have blood from the uterus, Yoim Achar Yoim, consecutive day after day, for Meir Varbo Asar Yoim. For 114 days, v'loiti yazava, and she will not become a zava gedayla, which is interesting. How could you have so many consecutive days and not go into the ziva days and become? And Ram says it's 7-11 always. So you're having during 11 days, you have three consecutive days. How could you go 114 days and not become a zava gedayla? So based on everything we said up until now regarding understanding that there's times of leida, this namakishi, this nida, this zava, understanding everything we said, you could understand now this case. Kate says on Haso, like this. Shnaim lifnei nidasa. So the way it started off for these 140 days, which are consecutive, you have the 2 days before her nid, I mean the last 2 days of the days of Ziva, which again, they don't combine, like we said, with the days of Nida. So that those are independent, she's not becoming a Gedayla. So the last 2 days of Ziva, which are 2 days before her becoming a Nida, and then you have Vishavi Me Nidasa, 7 days of Nida, which even if she has a consecutive blood flow, that's just a Nida. And you have Shnaim Lachi Me Nidasa. Then you have the 2 days after the days of Anida, which are the first 2 days of Ziva, which again, you haven't seen yet three consecutive days during the days of Ziva. Then, after those first 2 days in Ziva, boom, she starts having childbirth pains. She's about to deliver. She's 2 weeks before her due date, let's say. Vabas or Kaishi, now she has 14 days of childbirth pain. So although she's flowing blood, we said that doesn't count for Ziva. And then she gave birth. After those 14 days, Ushmaim Shalom gave. Now she gave birth to a girl. So she has 80 days, which are considered postnatal, post-birth dam, which again doesn't combine with that of Ziva because it's because of the birth. And after the birth, then you have those days of Tahara, where anyways the blood is tar. V'shivi me nida. And then after those 80 days, which now you're back to restart again, you have the 7 days of nida. Ushnai machi me nida. And you have those 2 days after the days of nida, which are the first 2 days. That is 114 days. Now, if she would see 100, day 115, boom, she became a Zava Gedayla. But for 114 days, you could have consecutive and not become a Zava Gedayla. Says Ram Halamata, what you learn from this is, Shekoldam Shatira Isha Acher Yom Alois, based on the case that we just described from the last parts of this example, that any blood that the woman sees after Yom Alois, which is the completion of the 80 days of the post-birth dam that the woman has, Hutchilas Nidasa, it restarts the cycle of the 7 and 11, because birth interrupts that count, which without the counting, the Rambam held, as we said, that you always go 7-11, as Rambam said in Perek Vavalach above. But as Rambam himself had mentioned, the birth interrupts that, and the imashkichan of asas Hashem HaKoyim, you don't pay attention to any previous periods that the woman had, and therefore, after the birth, you're going to start again 7 and then 11. So that's why you're going to have 114 days. Therefore, so based on what we said, if a woman has a discharge of blood at the end of the last day of day 80 or day 40, if it's a boy, if she sees discharge by twilight, she's, what's her status? A doubtful if she's a nida. Maybe she saw it at nighttime, which as the Rambam just explained, that's the beginning of her new 7. So then she would be a doubtful nida, and we would have to treat her like that, respectively. Now, Lachid Gimel, the Rambam continues with other interesting cases till the end regarding if a woman has cycles of how that calculates in regards to when she could be mutter, when she could be asa. So says the Rambam, Lachid Gimel, kvar bi'arnu. Read, explain in Perek Dalach Avav, Perek Vav Alach Hates, and Tal Yud Alav, Shanida Sharasa Dam Kol Shiva, that a menstruating woman, that if she sees dam all 7 days, that's okay. Muteres L'Shamash B'Lish Min Yachash Titvol. So she could have marital relations the night of the 8th day, then next night, as long as she stops seeing dam. But even if she saw dam all 7 days, there's no requirement of Shiva Nikiyim by Nida. Achash Titvol Ef Shishim Rezah Sava Nemikvah. Now, V'Zava Gitana, we explained, the minor Zava. Like we said, if she sees only 1 or 2 days during the May of Ziva, she has to safeguard only 1 day after those 1 or 2 days that she's tar, and then she can immerse herself, she permitted to have relations that evening. We explained the woman who had 3 days consecutively. She has to have 7 clean days, and then she immerses herself, and she permitted to have relations on the night of the 8th day. Now, and we said, there's no difference between one nida cycle to another nida cycle, but the period of 11 days in between, and during those 11 days, that she can become either a minor or a major zava. Allah Yadal says the Rambam, now once you recall all these principles that we discussed, now you can understand a different unique case that the sages said, that you could have a isha shahuchzu kol kol yamal. You could have a woman that she already established a pattern all her days, that yom tiradam, one day she has a blood discharge, and one day she doesn't have a discharge. And that's how she goes. One yeah, one no, one yeah, one no. So, batchila, in other words, the first time this happens, the first discharge, which that's when you start counting, like the first time you have an established cycle, that you start counting your 7 days of nida. So, that first time that happens, and again, she's going one on, one off, one on, one off, one discharge, no discharge, discharge, no discharge. So, this woman, mishameshes b'leil shemini u'b'yem shemini. So she's allowed to have relations the night of the 8th day and the day of the 8th day, shehu yom echad acher yemei nidasa, which is the first day after her days of nida, because on the 7th day she'll immerse herself by the evening, as a nida is after the 7th day. Now that 7th day she's going to see, and she could see, but she's not going to see on day 8 until day 9. So therefore, on day 8 she's allowed to have marital relations on the night and the day of the 8th day. Now day 9. Is when she starts now her calculation of her 7 days of Ziva, and day 10 is going to be a Shemir Siyam for the day 9, which is going to be forbidden to have relations up until the evening. So, Umeshameshes Bechol Shemayin Asa Yoim, so says the Rambam, she's going to have relations Bechol Shemayin Asa Yoim Arba Leilis Bilvat. During a period of 18 days, she's only going to be permitted for 4 nights, besides the night of the 8th day and the 8th day. She's going to have only 4 nights and not no days at all. It's going to be the night of the 11th, the night of the 13th, the night of the 15th, the night of the 17th. So the alternate days, meaning the night times. And she's not allowed to have relations at any days during her pure days. I mean, even during the day when she's not having dam. And the reason is, because the pure day has to safeguard for the tummy day that was before it, because we're talking about Shemeres Yom, where the day on that she had discharge, the next day she has to watch, and then the next day she's ready to become a tummy. But before she does, because here we're talking about specifically that she's seeing day on, day off. It's happening during the daytime. So right before the next day, when she's going to see, that night before, she could have relations, which are only going to be 4 nights, 4 evenings. Lefikach, therefore, but let's say it wasn't like we just described. Let's say the day on, it was not during the daytime, which she keeps on alternating, yes, flow, no flow, yes, flow. Let's say it wasn't during the daytime, it was the beginning of the nighttime, then so then the only time this woman will be permitted establishes on the eighth day, which is day one after when she began her nida cycle, because all the other tahar days, again, we said it has to be Shemer Siyam for the day before that was Tamei. And the problem is, so that day you can't. So in the first case is the night after, which is the evening of that next day that she's going to have a discharge. But in this case, she's already saying the beginning of the night. And if that's her cycle, you're forbidden to have relations, even if she didn't have it yet, because she might, because that's Samach Lavesta. So therefore, that woman will only be permitted that first time on day eight and never again. Halacha Tezvav. We keep on going with cycles of alternating 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and so on and so forth. The Rambam continues. All the halacha is going on these alternating of these numbers. Halacha Tezvav. Let's say this woman, her cycle was, she would see dam for 2 days, and she would be off and not have dam for 2 days. So this woman, Meshameshes Bishmini, she can have relations on day 8, Ubishneim Aser, and on day 12. And the reason is because on days 9 and 10, which are days that she's having a discharge, so those are from the 11 days of Ziva. Now, day 11 is the day of the Shemira, of Shemeres Yom. So therefore, she's permitted on day 12 and the night beforehand. So too is of Ashisha, the 16th of Esther, and on the 20th, and then you're going back already into becoming a Nida. But this woman sees 2 on 2 off, is going to be permitted in those alternating patterns. Let's say this woman had the next number up. She would see for 3 days and not see for 3 days. So essentially, in the beginning, the first time she ever has a period, she sees day 1, day 2, day 3. Then for the next 3 days, she's tar. And day 7, which again is still part of the days of Nida, she starts her next 3 days that she's going to have discharge, which is day 7, day 8, and day 9. Now, the last 2 days are already from the days of Ziva. So it comes out that day 10 is the Shemeres Yom, and then she's permitted day 11 and day 12. So says the Rambam, Meshamesha Shnei Yom Mashleisha Tahir and Sha'achim Enidasa. So 2 out of the 3 days that she's tar are permitted after the days of Nida, because why only two out of the three? Because one of them, it has to be used to be the Shemeres Yaim for the two that she's tummy, which was near the days of Nida, because we said she was tummy 7, 8, and 9. So day 10 has to be the Shemira for those 2 days, which makes her into a Zava Ketana. V'shuvin, Meshamesh Lyam, then this woman will never have relations ever again. Because now that she has the next 3 days that she becomes tummy, which is during those 11 days, she becomes Zava Ketana. She's never going to have ever in her life 7 clean days. She's always 3, yeah, 3 on, 3 out. She's never going to have 7 clean days. Let's say this woman had the next number up. She had 4 days should be tummy. And so in this case, this woman saw day 1, 2, 3, 4 in the beginning of her nida. And now she has 4 days that are tar. So day 5, 6, 7, 8, she's not seeing any da. So Meshameshes Yom Echad Shachar Nidasa. So she could have relations 1 day after her nida cycle, meaning after the 7 days, on day 8, she could have relations, which that's during her days of Tahara. And v'shuvin meshamesh lailam, she's never going to have relations ever again, because again, she's never going to have shuvin nikiyim. And here, the last day of her tahara was day 8, which day 7 was the end of nida. And so therefore, even though she's tar, it does not count for anything, because nida you automatically tummy for 7 days. Day 8 was the last and only day that she could ever have, because after that, she's having the next 4 days, and then she's never going to have 4 days of tahara ever again, because she goes 4 and 4 and 4 and 4, she doesn't have 7. Halacha Yudches, next number up. Let's say she saw 5, she sees, this is her pattern, 5 days she has a discharge, and 5 days she doesn't have a discharge. So essentially day 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, she's not having a discharge. So the woman could have relations with the 3 days that are post the days of Nida, which are day 8, 9, and 10, which are the days of Tara, although 6 and 7 she also didn't have, but that's part of the first 7 automatically. And then this woman can have relations ever again, because again she really is Zava Gedaila, because she sees 5 consecutive days during the 11 days of Ziva. Again, she's never going to have 7 clean days, she's always 5 and 5 and 5 and 5 and 5. Halacha test, next number up. Let's say she would see 6 days of discharge. So in this case, the 7th day of her days of Nida is she's not seeing dam. V'shishim term, and then she has 6 days that she doesn't see. So in this case, meshameshes v'chamisha yom asmuchel indosat chilut, she could have relations the five closest days to the days which are post her days of nida, which she's tar, except for the first day of the 6 days, because that's the last day of the days of nida, which is automatically going to be considered as tummy. So this is 5 days asmuchel indosat chilut. V'shubin meshameshes lam, again, she can never have relations ever again, because you're going 6 and 6 and 6 and 6. You're never going to have 6 days of nikiyim after you have 6 days of tumah, which are during the days of ziva, make her into a zavagadil. Halacha chaf. Haisaraya, let's say she has a discharge. Now, what's important to point out over here, this whole halacha is going based on what the Raman established in Perek Vav in Halacha Hei. That he says all the days of the woman is like this. And again, this is the Raman Shita. 7 days of nida, 11 days of ziva. After those 11 days, you start again a new cycle of the Yimei Nida. And this is uniquely to the Rambam Shita, where the discharge in those days will not make her into a Zava. So the calculation of the weeks that we're going to describe now, because we're one number up over here, we're going 7 days on, 7 days off, so let's say we're going by weeks, so that will come out to the number of 18 weeks the number, well, first there's 18 in every cycle, because there's 7 and 11, you have 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Ziva. So in 18 weeks, you have 126 days. Out of those 126 days, you have 49 days of Nida, and you have 77 days of Ziva, which the days of Nida are from day 1 to 7, and then you have 11 days. So we'll just go and say the 19 to 25, 37 to 43, 55 to 61, 73 to 79, 91 to 97, 109 to 115. Again, this is unique to the Rambam because he says it always goes 7, 11, 7, 11. So you go 7, you skip 11, 7, you skip 11, 7. Those are the days of Nida. The days of Ziva in these metrics of 126 is day 8 to 18. Again, 11 is from the day it starts and the day it ends, those are 11 days. 26 to 36, 44 to 54, 62 to 72, 80 to 90, 98 to 108, and 116 to 126. So that's important to recall for these halachas, where there's going to be a few different variables in the equations we're going to describe. So this woman, she has a discharge. This is her cycle. Shiva Tameim, 7 days she has a discharge. Shiva Tameim, and 7 days she doesn't have a discharge. So halacha is like this. Mishameshes HaShabu HaRishon. So Hashavua Rishon Tar Samach L'Nidasa, the first week that she's Tar, which is right after her days of Nida, which really starts right away in day 8, because a Nida, even if she sees all 7 days, once the 7 days are over, she could tell herself that night and she's permitted. So we said 1 week she's discharging, 1 week not. So the first week she's in Nida, right after that she's Tar, she's going to have a full week of not having a discharge. So on day 14, up for day 7 to day 7:14, she's not having any discharge of blood. So that whole first week, right after days of Nida, she's allowed to have relations. Oh, but then based on our cycle, V'yavei Achrav Shavua Tameh. Now, after that's going to come the next week, which the alternating weeks, now she is having a discharge. Now, that is going to be from day 15 to day 21 that she will be having dam. Now, again, what you have to keep in a parallel calculation is, besides what's happening with this woman's body, there's the halachic, which the Rambam Shita is, of 7-11, 7-11. So we have to continuously keep that that parallel process at the same time. So up until day 19 is from the days of Ziva. So again, she's having blood from day 15 to day 21. When she sees Dam from day 15 to day 18, that's still during the days of Ziva. She's going to become a Zava. So it says Ram Tikava by Zava, she's going to become a Zava Gedaila. Now, Vashavua Hatar Sheva Acharav. Now, the following week that she will be tar, which starts on day 22 and ends on day 28, which she doesn't see dam that whole week, that's going to be lesvira. That's going to be, she became a zava gedaila. She's going to have to use that week for counting as clean days. So vasur l'shamash boy, like any zava, although she's not having dam, she has to use, she can't, she's forbidden until she counts 7 clean days. Nimtzis, it comes out, shle shimshamitasa barba shavuos, comes out she didn't have marital relations in 4 weeks, el shavu echad, only 1 week, which was the second week, the second week from the 18 weeks that we're describing, which is the first week that she was tar. Because the first week she was tummy, she was in Nida. Second week she's permitted. A third week she became a Zabagdela. And the fourth week she had to use for the sphere of the Shivanakim. Now says the Rambam, V'chol Yimeah, all the days of this woman where she has this alternate pattern of week tummy, week tar, week tummy, week tar, she's going to be able to have relations 18 days out of these 18 weeks. Kitzad Hausa. So Ram continues the calculation. So far she had a whole week already out of that first month. But if we continue on, we go to Shavu Chamishi. We go to week number 5, which starts on day 29. Now, that whole week, she's during the days of Ziva. If you're going 7, 11, 7, be keeping count, that's during the days of Ziva. So Harei Zava. So again, this is the week when she's back on again, because on the fourth week is when she was doing Shiva Nikiyim. So that's when she got clean. The problem is, right after that, she starts again her dam again. So now she's during the days of Ziva, she becomes Zava Gedaila. Now, Shavu Shishi, we go to week number 6, which starts on day 36, Shibay Torah, which again, that's the off week where she's not seeing any dam. That's L'Svira. That's going to count for Shiva Nikiyim. Now, Shavu Shvi, we go to week number 7, which starts on day number 43. Now, the thing is, this is where it gets interesting. It starts shifting here. On day 44 is when the days of Ziva are going to start. So again, if she sees blood then, and we're starting to see how the days are starting to shift off, which is going to make a big difference shortly, so she becomes a Zava. Like we said, week number 7, again, you're still having, during those 7 days of blood, 3 of those are going to be in the days of Ziva, which makes you into Zava Gedaila. So back again, Tame. So Shavu Shmini, again, she hasn't yet been permitted yet since that second week, which is the first week of her Batar. But it's going to shift shortly. Shavu Shmini, we start the 8th week, which starts on day number 50. That's L'Svira, the week when she's not seeing the dam. You have to do the Shiva Nikiyim. Now, Shavu Tishi, we're up to week number 9, which starts on day 57 and ends on day 63. The days of Nida finish on day 61. So, Shehi Raya Bai, so this is the week when she's having a discharge of blood. Chamisha Yami Mimenu Mime Nida. The first 5 of those 7 days are the last days of her Nida days. Because again, it goes 7-11 when she didn't have a need. That doesn't make a difference. It goes 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Ushnai mitchilas meziva. And the last 2 days of when she's having dam are the first 2 days of the day of Ziva, which are day 62 and day 63. So then, like a Zava Katanam, mishameris yom echad. She has to safeguard just 1 day for those first 2 days of Ziva, like any shameris yom keneged yom, minashavi ha-siri hatar. Because the 10th week is the week when she's not having dam. So that starts on day 64. That first day of that week, she has to make sure that she's Shemeres Yom, which she will be, because that's her period. Umesham Meshes, finally now, she's back to being able to have relations after she immerses of that evening, like a Zava Ketana. And Shisha, she could have relations for 6 days, because this 7 days of clean, first day will be the Shemeres Yom, and she has 6 days left. So from that first week, we finally add on another 6 more days. Then we're up to Shavu Achad Asar, we're up to week number 11, which starts on day 71, and what's interesting is on day 73 starts the days of Nida. So as Ram explains, she roya by shnayim misayv yimei zayva, where this week that she's having blood, so the first 2 days are the last 2 days of the days of Ziva, which is day 71 and day 72. Now v'chamisha mitchilas yimei Nida, then the last 5 of this week when she's seeing dam are from the beginning of the days of the 7 days of Nida. So umeshemeshes chamisha yamim mishavuish neim ashatar. So regarding the next week, the 12th week, she's able to have relations 5 out of those 7 days of that 12th week when she's not having dam, because the first 2 days of that week of the 12th week has to supplement the 7 days of nida, which started from the first 5 days from the last 5 days of her previous week, which she's forbidden to her husband. But barring those first 2 days of the week 12, the next 5 days she's permitted. Now, because again, there's no need of Shiva Nikiyim because that was from days of need. Shavu Shleisha Asar, now week number 13, which starts on day number 85 and ends on day number 91. Now, the days of Ziva end on day 90. So, you're having a week that she's having dam and you're having 3 days during the May Ziva, so she becomes a Zava. Now, Shavu Arba Asar, week number 14, which starts on day 92 and ends on day 98. That's L'Svira. You got to use that week that she started for the counting of Shiva Nikiyim. And Mechin Shavu Chamisha Asar. Now, same thing is week number 15, which starts on day 99 and ends in day 105, which are during the maze of Ziva. So that's the week that she's having dam, so she's back to be a Zava. Shavu Shisha Asar, week number 16, which starts on day 106 and ends on day 112. So that's L'Svira. You got to use that for the Shiva Nikiyim for the previous week. Shavu Shiva Asar, week number 17, which starts on day 113 and ends on day 119. Now, the days of Ziva are starting on day 116. So she's seeing 4 days during the days of Ziva. So again, she becomes a Zava, becomes a Zava Gedaila. B'shvur Shmaina Asur L'Svira, and that day number, week number 18, you have to use for counting as Shevinikim for the previous week. And says the Rambam, B'seferes al derav Zula Olam, and this is how this count of 18 weeks will continuously be this cycle, continuously throughout her life, if she sees alternate weeks of 1 week yeah and 1 week not. Then the Tzaymer comes out, you're going to say, Shebechol Shmein Asa Shavuos, for the all the 18 weeks, which are 126 days, Meshavesh Shmein Asa Yayim, she's going to have relations only for that of 18 days, which we explained that in the first 4 weeks, this 1 week, we said, which was the second week. We have in the 10th week, we have 6 days. We have in the 12th week, we have 5 days. It comes out, the total amount is 18 days in those 18 weeks. Now, it says the Rambam, but if she wouldn't have this sickness of 1 week on, 1 week off, and she'd rather be for that 1 week as a Nida, and the following 11 days, which is the biblical paradigm of 7-11, she would be tar for those 11 days. That's why Zav is different, because it's not expected during that time. So then, then actually, during those 18 weeks that we described, she would be able to have relations for a total of 11 weeks. That she would be tar if she wouldn't see dam during the days of Ziva, which would be for 77 days. But again, here because she's seeing 7 years, 7 not, so she's actually left with only 18 days out of the 18 weeks. Now, halacha chafalf. Uvizman, clarifying what we said in the previous halacha, uvizman, she rose shavu tam v'shavu tar, like we said. But if she's a woman who has a week of discharge, and a week of not having discharge, so we said, mishamesh shmai nasim, then she can only have relations 18 days, which shame kamay rabiyam, it's almost exactly. It's almost, it's a little off, but it's almost like a quarter of the days. And this is what the sage just said, that a quarter of a day is how much the woman's going to be able to have relations if she's a woman where if she has a week on and week off, that a quarter of a day is when she's going to be permitted to have relations with her husband. Halacha of Beis. Hayseroi Shemayim, next number up. Let's say for 8 days she has tam and 8 days she's tar. So from every 48 days, she's able to have relations for 15 days. As Rambam says, Ketzer, how so? So So you have the first 8 days that she's starting off having her first period, which again, her period lasts for 8 days. So the first 7 days are from the days of Nida. The first day of Ziva is the last day of the 8 days, which is right after the Nida days, so that's counted as a Zava Ketana, as 1 day from the days of Ziva. So from the next 8 days, when she's not going to have Dam, that first day she'll be a Shemeres Yom, so you lose that day, and she'll be able to have relations for the next 7 days. And then again, she's going to have 8 days of that she's going to have Dam from these 17 days. Mehem, so from them, Shnayim, two of them will be Tashlim Mei Zivasa, will be supplementing the days of her Ziva, because like we said, the cycle is 7-11, which it ends at day 18. So we already went through 8 days of Tumah and then 8 days of Tahara. So the last 2 days of 17 and 18, so this is the first 2 days of when she's Tummy for 8 days. The last two are ending the days of Ziva, which again she cannot combine with the next day, even though it's flowing for 8 days straight. Vishishami may nidas, and you have the 6 days that follow after that, which are from the days of Nida. The Yavayu Shemayin Tarim, and then what happens is when you have the following 8 days of Tahara, which is from day 25, you have Yom Echad Mehem Tashami may nidas. So the first day is ending off the seventh day of the cycle of the days of Nida, which started on day 19. And then she could have relations the second time of 7 days. And then again, she has 8 days that she's tummy, which starts after 32 days. Mehem, here, from them, you have Arba, you have four, which is Tashlim Mezivasa, which is finishes off the days of Ziva, which ends on day 36. And you have Arba, and then the next four, when she's finishing her 8 days of tummy, is from the days of Nida. So then it's Zava Gedaila. It turns out that so she had at least 3 days in the days of Ziva because she had 4 days. So she's a major Zava. And she would have to have 7 clean days. So Yivola Shemayna time. So when you get to the next 8 days when she's Tar, so first 7 of them have to be used for the Shemayna Kiyim. She can have relations for 1 day. Nimtzis Mishamishas Chamisha Yom comes out that she had relations for 15 days, B'chol Arba or Shmaida for every 48 days. Halachav Gimel, next number up. Let's say she had a discharge for 9 days, and then for 9 days she doesn't. That's how she always alternates. So Allah is Mishameshes Shmaina Yam Bechol Shmaina Asa Yam Lo'il. So her cycle is always going to be, for every 18 days, she can have relations for 8 days. Says Ram Kitzah Household. So you have Tisha Tamim, the first 9 days that she's Tamim. Shiv Mehem Nidasa, the first 7 days are the days of Nida. Ushnaim Ziba Samach Lindasa, and then the next, the final two of the nine, are near, right after the days of Nida, but it's only 2 days. So Mishamesh Lam Yamechem and Atisha Tarim. So from the following 9 days that she's Tarim, the first day will be as a Shemeres Yom. The next 8 days she got relations. That continues. So you're having this period of 8 days for every 18 days, because that's continuing that cycle. Halacha of Dalt. The last and final number up is number 10. Let's say she has 10 days yes and 10 days not. And says Ram, and 10 and upwards is the same thing. I feel like Elav Yom Tamei, whether she has a 1,000 days straight and then 1,000 days not having. Either way, the equation is going to be, hey, Yemei Shemusha, the days that she's permitted to have relations when she's Tar, is going to be Kiminya Zivas, is going to be the same number as the days when she has a Tumma of Ziva, which are going to be the seven first days of her days of Atara, which are the days of her sphere of accounting. As Ram says, Kitzat Hausel. So you have Asar Tameh. Okay, the first 10 days that she's Tamei, so Mehem, from them will be Shiva Nida, will be 7 days of Nida, Ushleisha Ziva. Then she has the final three of those 10 days is going to be days of Ziva. So Asar Tameh, now you have the 10 clean days. So first you have to be Seferes Mem Shiva, you have to count 7 clean days. Umeshamesh Ushleisha, and then she has the remaining 3 days to have relations. So Nimtzu comes out, Yimei HaShima Shleisha, the days of how many days she's having relations, which are 3 days, Yimei HaZavois, and the days that she wore Zava, which was the first 3 days of the Ziva, which were the final of the 10 days, were also 3 days. And it's always going to be like that. V'chei Meyim Tameim Mei Tarim. If you have 100 days that she's Tameim, 100 days Tar, it's going to be the same thing, as Ram explains. Let's say Yimei HaTameim, you have the 100 days of Tama. So Shemem Nida, the first 7 out of those 100, you mean Nida. V'tishma Shleisha Zivas, and then the next 93 days are days of Ziva. Now, Hamei term, go to the 100 Torah days. Same thing. Shivam L'Sphere, the first 7 days is going to be, you got to first cleanse yourself from being a Zava for 93 days, but all you need is Shivam and the Kiyim. And then you have a Tishma Shleisha L'Shivam, you have 93 days left to have relations. V'chein Elav Sotu, 1,000, V'chein Kol Minyam and Adar, so the same thing is, any number higher than 10, you're always going to get that equation of that the days of the permitted relations are going to be the same amount of days that she was a Zava G'dayla.